going to be talking about the awakening. That means people awakening to God. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost and his part. And Gloria, we're not going to have an awakening apart from the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Spirit is here to help you. He desires to be active in every area of your life. Learn more as Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim continue this week's teaching, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello everybody, I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. One of our favorite friends is here, Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we're talking about the
awakening,
end time,
the awakening,
all that's going to happen and is happening. And we want to be right in the middle of
it,
Billy. So we want to welcome
you. In the middle of it, you have to be in the middle of the flow of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, that's right. And you can be there anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
As we found out yesterday.
Actually, yes.
All the letters from all over, people talking to us about how, watching the broadcast the last time Billy and I were on together. And we're waking up. We're waking up to the power of the living God.
And what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about the awakening. That means people awakening to God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost and his part. And Gloria, we're not going to have an awakening apart from the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
No, that's right.
He has to demonstrate himself. He has to manifest himself. The church has to walk in greater works and signs and wonders and miracles for the world to see.
Yes.
And you said we're going to be right in the middle of it. Well, here's a scripture that tells us where that middle is.
Good.
Now, this is in John chapter 7. And we know this is the Feast of the Tabernacles because Jesus, in chapter 7, verse 2, now the Jews' Feast of the Tabernacles was at hand. So he went up to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. And there, that's a 7 day plus one event. And this is the event that they celebrate when they take in the fall harvest. And everything's complete. They've already gotten the corn, the wheat harvest. They've gotten that in June. Now they're down here to the autumn and they're getting the wine and the oil. They're getting the grapes and the olives. And they're all in, and they're celebrating, and they're so happy. We really get our Thanksgiving feast from this, the early pilgrims. That was the idea of celebrating at the mm-hmm. same time because of harvest. In the last day, that great day of the feast, and this is a day when they're really rejoicing, and it's really loud. And they're crying to God for the pouring out of the rains to begin again, the former rains, to prepare the crop for next year's harvest. So they're crying out to God for the rains. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried unto them, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers."
He awakens.
Of living water.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Now he has said that in this new day that's coming, that he's getting ready to institute by going to the cross, by dying for our sins, by raising again, presenting his own precious blood to the Father, raising from the dead, being seated at the right hand. That's all in the immediate future when he says this. And when he prepares that for you, then, as he said to the disciples, not only will the Holy Ghost be with you, but he'll be in you.
Oh, yeah.
And the Holy Ghost is a river. He's a mover. He moves. And he will be in you. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." So what's going to happen in this new age that's coming at that time? The Bible speaks of ages to come, mm-hmm. present ages. And the age that was to come, which we call the church age, out the church, the body of Christ then is cleansed within so that the Spirit can indwell us and flow out of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy Ghost flow.
Yes, rivers.
Now, Gloria, I'm a little concerned, not worried because worry's sin, at the attempt of many churches, fellowships, bodies of believers to exclude the Holy Ghost and to do things in their own ideas and their own mm-hmm. thoughts. And that can't be. It's not a time for a lessening of the
That's
manifestation
right.
of the Holy Ghost.
That's
it's
right.
time for an increase of the Holy Ghost. And I'm part of something that is going to have some, there are youth involved in it from a wide area. And I was concerned about what one, I heard one of them say. And I know he was like parroting someone he'd heard say. We need more of the fruit of the Spirit than we do the gifts of the Spirit. We need more emphasis on the fruit of the Spirit and not the gifts.
Do we just have to pick one or the
other?
We
don't have to pick.
That's what I thought.
It's not an either or.
They work together.
They work together, and I'm going to explain one day, not right now, but the difference between the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. We're going to talk about that.
Good.
I don't think they know what the gifts of the Spirit are. We are not going to have a demonstration.
They're not in competition.
They're not in competition. And we're not going to have, Jesus said, greater works shall you do because I go to my Father. Why did he say he went to the Father? So that I could shed forth the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I could shed forth the Comforter. He can be in you. He can flow out your belly. And you can have these same miracles even greater.
That's right.
Blind eyes can see.
The believers shall lay
hands
on the sick and
yes,
they shall recover.
They shall recover.
That's right.
You shall ask anything in my name.
Praise God.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. So, the gifts of the Spirit, I'm going to just read them right now.
Okay.
These gifts of the Holy Ghost are supposed to be manifest in us and through us. The world has the right.
The whole church.
Yes.
The whole church.
The body of Christ.
That's right.
And the world has the right to see these things manifest in us. And if they don't say them, then they have the right to say, show me your goods. Show me your stuff. Let's see that. So,
there should be demonstration.
There should be demonstration. There has to be demonstration. There will be demonstration.
Amen.
But we have to prepare ourselves for it. That's one thing we're praying for, but that's one thing we're going to yield to is the Holy Ghost.
And we have certainly a lot of history to bear that out.
Yes, we're going to be talking
about it. Moves of God have had demonstrations.
They've had demonstrations. We're particularly going to be talking this week about Sister Woodworth Eddar, a woman.
Oh, good.
Who is sometimes left out of the history books or the even the history of revivals. But she had one of the greatest manifestations, and it could be because of how people felt about women back then, mm-hmm. you know. But she forged right ahead and had great and
yes.
mighty demonstration. I was reading one book by Wayne Warner, who did the archives. He's the historian for years of Assemblies of God, and I really like Wayne. He studies Pentecostal history, and he said probably the move that came through her was greater than through Finney. And greater than through Moody, but because she was a woman at the time, they left her out. So we're going to look at some of the things that happened through her this week and manifestations of the Spirit. So manifestation of the Spirit means you can see the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Now you can't see Jesus said you can't see the wind, but you can tell where the wind has been. You can't see the Holy Ghost, but you can tell where he's been. Those eyes popped open, those blind eyes. Those ears
yes.
opened up.
Manifestations are things that can't be denied unless you want to be a little dishonest.
That's right.
You know, I mean, they're miracles. They're outstanding things.
Yes.
Here's a man that was crippled and now he can walk. That's manifestation.
Yes.
How are you going to argue with that? I'm not going to. I'm just going to be glad.
And see, that was New Testament Christianity.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly
so when you're going to go back to New Testament Christianity, you can forget just the government. People tried to do that years ago. And Brother Hagin said, and he was right, he said, you're not going to be able to establish church government so much on the New Testament. Because, he said, it's not there.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You see, the offices, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, but for instance, a church in Kenya is not going to operate the same way that a church does in Branson, Missouri. You have guidelines and principles, and you have the office of the pastor, but the Lord's going to have to deal, the Holy Ghost will deal with that pastor and say, here's what you have to do here. I was talking to David Horton, who does a lot of miracle ministry in mm-hmm. South America. And he was telling me about a great church in Brazil and a great minister in 2,500 churches. And a key part of their regular services is casting out certain kinds of devils from voodoo and things like that. Well, we don't have so much voodoo in Branson. I'm not saying we don't have some devils operating, but at least it's not voodoo.
Yeah.
So there, the Holy Ghost has to deal with them along that way and deliverance there. And here
That's
might
right.
be methane drugs or whatever, you know? So you follow the Holy Ghost in every city, and every pastor is supposed to be following the Holy Ghost. He's not supposed to be, and that's what the Lord showed Brother Hagin in a vision. He wrote it in a book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. He's not supposed to be running down the road and see how some other church does it. That's how God's leading that church,
that's
right. working there.
That's exactly right.
But you got to go how He leads you over here, mm-hmm. bless the
By
Lord.
By His Spirit.
Yes. And, like a cowboy church, for instance. Chip goes to a cowboy church somewhere out in West Texas, and mm-hmm. he really likes that church, and he's always telling about, he said, they come to church with their spurs on.
That's right.
Well, you probably wouldn't wear your spurs up in Dan Stratton's church on Wall Street, you know. I mean, it's just a little different. So you're guided by the Holy Ghost. The
That's
thing
right.
is, here's Pastor Keith says, be led.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is to lead us. Be led. Now, when the Holy Ghost comes and brings His gifts, and we're going to talk about that later, as opposed to the fruit. Here they are, and they're for manifestation. Starting out in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians.
They settle the issue too.
Yes. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, that actually, the gifts is in italics, and it's concerning things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit. I would not have you ignorant. Sometimes it seems like the things that Paul said, I would not have you ignorant, are the things that most often we are ignorant
it's
of.
True.
So I guess that's why the Holy Ghost and through the Apostle Paul points it out. Don't be ignorant of these gifts. Know about these gifts. It was my blessing when I was working with Brother Kenneth E. Hagin to know Papa and Mama Goodwin, who operated so in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. In their church, Brother Hagin said, operated best in the flow and the gifts of the Spirit than any other church he knew. Others said that as well. So they were constantly teaching their people about these gifts of the Spirit. If you want an operation of the gifts of the Spirit in your church, pastors, you will have to teach them about the gifts of the Spirit. Because He confirms the Word
That's right.
with signs following. If you want these gifts manifested, you'll have to preach about them. Then He can confirm the Word. You don't separate them from the Word. The Word and the Spirit agree.
That's right.
And here is the Word on the gifts
Praise
of the
God.
Spirit. Bless the Lord. We'll start with verse 4. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. These are the gifts of the Holy Ghost.
The manifestation of Him. In a service.
And He is a person.
Yes.
He's not an influence. He's a person.
In other words, He makes Himself seen by the results. You
That's
don't
exactly
see Him,
right.
but the results are there. You know it had to be the Spirit.
That's right. That's the best way to say it.
Glory to God.
There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now, there we have what Donald G. calls the key verse of the whole passage. The Holy Spirit wants to manifest. It's God's plan for Him to manifest. And that manifestation of the Spirit is given to that whole church as they're sitting there to profit withal. It is for their profit. And Donald G. says, the meetings of the church, the assemblies of the church, ought to be marked with a manifestation
yes,
of the
I
Holy Spirit. You ought not to go home without having seen the Holy Spirit manifested.
That's right.
It's not just to be a lesson from the Reader's Digest or the current political whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I was talking to a pastor this week, and he's from large metropolitan area. He said, you'd be shocked at how many of the churches, mostly they hear political type things on Sunday mornings. And he said how few, he thought only 20% you didn't.
Lord, give us pastors that preach the word of God by the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God. So you see, the Spirit wrote the word.
That's right.
So there's a manifestation of the Spirit is in the word. And here I'm reading the word right now. This is not
something. Listen, wouldn't that be sad to just hear politics? Because that's the pits very often. You just, you know, go on Sunday morning, get yourself dressed, get down to the church, hear a political sermon.
A political or a social?
Instead of the Word of God? No, 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 no.
How could you grow?
You
don't.
You couldn't possibly grow. But we ought to be smart enough to find a church that preaches the word.
Live.
Yes.
A live church.
Yes. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
So, as Donald G. said, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every... Now, Donald G. didn't say this. This is the scripture, verse 7. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Donald G., who is an Assemblies of God early writer on the gifts of the Spirit, and he said, our meetings ought to be marked. He said, this is the key verse of the whole passage.
Yeah.
And it shows us that our meetings ought to be marked by manifestations of the Spirit, which are given to us to profit us. The Holy Ghost there can speak and He can manifest. And then we can go out and meet the social issues and meet the political issues. But we can meet the needs of the people. Ken's book that you're going to offer is named Blessed to Be a Blessing.
Yes.
So you're blessed, so you can offer, you're blessed with divine healing, you're blessed with the knowledge of it, so that you can go out and lay hands on people.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And have them healed.
Yes. For to one is given by the Spirit. Now we're going to name nine gifts. For nine is particularly the number of the, there are nine manifestations of the fruit. Here are nine gifts. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another by the Spirit, a word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, He doesn't give these gifts that come right here. It's not the whole book of wisdom. It's not a whole paragraph. It could be a paragraph, but it's a short piece of wisdom. And wisdom, the gift of the word of wisdom has some knowledge about the future in it. And He just gives it to you by an utterance and it's spoken out. Mm-hmm. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Now, this is not the faith that's the fruit of the born-again Spirit. This is special faith.
Working of miracles
this,
faith.
Yeah, working of miracles kind of faith. Raising the dead kind of faith.
Right.
Mama Goodman said, and then you can make a phone call for a nickel. In a phone booth.
Yeah.
And she said, it's like you're a phone booth, and suddenly the nickel goes kerplunk. And you can just believe God that paralyzed man will get up off of that bed. That's the gift of the Spirit.
Yes.
And that's what happened in working in miracles.
Mm-hmm. Miracle working
yes.
faith.
Yes. To another, the gifts of healings. And these are both plural in the original. Now, any believer can lay hand on the sick and they'll recover. But as the Spirit wills, there can be this operation of the gifts of healings. And that's what happened with Catherine Kuhlman. And that's what happened with many, many. Sister Woodworth Edder that we're going to talk about. And those gifts of healings that happened in lots of ministries. Hallelujah.
Exciting.
Exciting.
Things.
To another, the working of miracles. We have to see the working of miracles. Miracle. People say miracle birth, miracle detergent. Those are not miracles, not even birth. It's a common, ordinary thing. Here is Noah Webster's definition. A miracle is divine intervention in the ordinary course of nature. The ordinary course of nature is to have babies, even though that's miraculous as we look at it when God instituted. But a miracle is when things are going a certain way, you've been told you're going to die, and you've got, your body is riddled with cancer, and then suddenly you're taken to a Shambok meeting, and he says, good, there's no hope for you, good. Now you've got to depend on God, and he lays hands on you.
Amen.
And the miracle working power works.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To another, prophecy. That is an utterance gift. It comes, it's in a known language. Like for me, if I spoke by prophecy, it would be English. To another, discerning of spirits.
Speaking things you didn't know.
Speaking things I did not know. Speaking a word of wisdom.
Yeah.
Speaking a word of knowledge. A word of knowledge is a fragmentary part of all knowledge.
Supernatural
that he
knowledge.
Gives you supernaturally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So a prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits. That doesn't mean he gives you the gift of suspicion. You know, you suspect people of this and that. Mm-hmm. No, discerning of spirits is seeing into the spirit realm, seeing the Lord Jesus, seeing angels. This comes by the gift of discerning of spirits.
Amen.
To another, kinds of tongues. And again, this is not the prayer life tongues. The prayer life tongues, and people get that mixed up. They say, do all speak with tongues?
That week, the
and
Bible
think,
talks about praying in the spirit,
yes,
prayer life tongues.
That all of us get. When we're baptized with the Holy Spirit, the initial, no matter what someone tells you, the initial evidence is speaking with other tongues. But that's not this. This right here is when in a meeting, God wants to talk to us.
Supernaturally.
Supernaturally. Now we...
Things we don't know.
Right. In our prayer life tongue, we're talking to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're speaking not that's unto right. man, but unto God. But in this gift of tongues, heaven is giving us a message for earth. Bless the Lord. And then to another is given the interpretation of tongues. You don't have to interpret every one of your prayer life tongues. Some you do. But this is when a message from heaven comes down in an unknown tongue, then we need an interpretation of it so we'll know what God says.
Yes, that's right.
So there they are.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And these are the nine gifts of the Spirit.
And what a difference they make.
Oh, what a difference they
oh,
make.
My.
And we cannot push them to the side and say we don't need them.
No.
We cannot do that. We must not do that in these days.
Not me.
And
I, so, don't, I want them.
No, we want them. And when the Lord spoke to us, we'll talk about it tomorrow, on June 29th, 2008, about an awakening. It was a word of knowledge. It was a word of wisdom. And we'll start there tomorrow.
Okay, great. You don't want to miss that. You want to be in on it. I want to be in on it. Billy wants to be in
I
it.
I do.
We don't want to miss anything the Lord's doing. We'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. The best. It marks achievement, sets standards, and brings success. It's what God has promised every believer. But what does it really mean to enjoy God's best? God's best is all about who He is. Blessed Beyond Measure, Gloria Copeland's best-selling book, will help you discover the extraordinary goodness of God. You'll find out how to live in fellowship with Him and experience His love and blessing for you. Step into more of God's best with Kenneth Copeland's book, Blessed to Be a Blessing. His book will help you understand true biblical prosperity as the foundation for walking day to day in heaven's supply. Both of these life-changing books are part of a special offer, Enjoying God's Best. With your purchase, you'll also receive a bonus mini book, Living in Heaven's Blessings Now by Gloria Copeland, that will take you from average to supernatural as you experience the reality of God's kingdom here on earth. Now is your time to live God's best. Order Enjoying God's Best, an uplifting package that includes Gloria Copeland's best-selling book, Blessed Beyond Measure, and a life-changing book by Kenneth Copeland, Blessed to Be a Blessing. Order your package today and you'll also receive the free bonus book, Living in Heaven's Blessing Now, also by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing and a product discount, order through our website at kcm.org. Or you may call us toll-free, 800-600-7395.
Our offer this week is Enjoying God's Best. God is a good God, and He has good things in store for you. But if you don't know about them, you can go through your whole life and never get to enjoy them. So you go to the Word, you find out what the Word says, faith comes, you put it in your heart, that word in your heart and in your mouth, you speak it out, and it comes to pass in your life. So you want to get this this package. This is two books, Blessed to Be a Blessing by Brother Copeland and Blessed Beyond Measure by Sister Copeland. And then we're going to send this Living in Heaven's Blessings Now. But these things will help you learn. You know, Billy and I were drawn to Brother Hagin's ministry and at about the same time. And we began to learn about the things that the Word says about us. And that's what totally changed our lives. So this is a great package to get. And when you get it, don't put it on the shelf. You got to read it. You got to look in your Bible, mark your Bible, get it. And it's a great idea to get one for your pastor, too. Because if you have not heard, you cannot believe. So we want you to have it. Just go to the website and kcm.org. Give us a call, however you want to do it, and we will send them to you. Hallelujah. Billy, we're into it.
We're into it.
Don't miss the rest of the week because we're into the things of the
Holy Ghost.
Yes, we're being led by the Spirit here. And we want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the miracle working power of God present to everyone listening who will receive it, who will believe it and receive it. We command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed, be blessed, be whole in Jesus' name. And to God be the glory. Give God the glory. Tell somebody what's happened to you. Say right now, I receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. Hallelujah. This is Gloria and Billy saying Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.